بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت فلما توفي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قلت عزمت عليك بما لي عليك من الحق لما حدثتني ما قال لك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت أما الآن فنعم أما حين سارني في المرة الأولى فأخبرني أن جبريل كان يعارضه القرآن في كل سنة مرة أو مرتين وأنه عارضه الآن مرتين وإني لا أرى الأجل إلا قد اقترب فاتق الله واصبري فإنه نعم السلف أنا لك. فبكيت بكائي الذي رأيت فلما رأى جزعي سارني الثانية فقال يا فاطمة أما ترضين أن تكوني سيدة نساء المؤمنين وقال سيدة نساء هذه الأمة فضحكت ضحكي الذي رأيت. متفق عليه وهذا لفظ مسلم. Continuing with the narration, we began the discussion of previously after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she approached Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha again and said to her that I beseech you to tell me, I beseech you, I give you an oath on the basis of the right which I enjoy over you, that please do tell me what was it that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to you. As we mentioned previously, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had confided some secret to Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. This caused two very, very adverse or very opposing reactions. The first caused her to sob excessively. Then he whispered to her again, and Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha started smiling. When approached about what it was that he had whispered to her by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha said that she was not willing to reveal the secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the demise of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha approached her again. As we mentioned yesterday, this on the one hand shows the knowledge of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the desire that obviously, whatever it was that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha should not be lost to the ummah forever. So she said that, Fatima, I enjoy a right over you. As we mentioned, the right that she was referring to perhaps could be the fact that the mothers of the believers, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are in fact the mothers of the ummah, the mothers of the believers. Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha this time said, Ammal an fa na'am. Now that you are asking me, I am going to, yes, I will accede to your request. In other words, it's no longer necessary to keep the secret that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already has passed away from the world. So Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha went on, Amma hina sarrani fil marratil ula. The first time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whispered to me, he said to me, or he informed me, that normally every year Jibreel during the month of Ramadan is not mentioned in this riwayat, but obviously based on other riwayat, it refers to the month of Ramadan, that Jibreel would recite the Quran, or he would go over the Quran with me one time. However, this last year, Jibreel went over it twice with me, revised the Quran twice with me. أَنَّهُ عَارَضَهُ الْآن مَرَّتَيْن. I can only conclude from this that my time of departure or farewell from this world is very, very near. قَدْ اِقْتَرَبْ. فَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَاصْبِرِي. So I beseech you, my daughter, that on my demise, which is imminent, I beseech you to have taqwa, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to exercise sabr and patience. فَإِنَّهُ نِعْمَ السَّلَفْ أَنَا لَكِ. Because I will be an excellent predecessor for you. فبكيت بكاء الذي رأيت. On hearing this sad news, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala says, I began crying excessively as you observed. The demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one of the greatest tragedies that could have befallen the ummah. It is also the first of the major signs of Qiyamah. And it is a tragedy or a loss to the ummah, to mankind at large, that we cannot possibly quantify. So obviously this had a tremendous impact upon one, the family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha and others, and also the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first part of this riwayat where Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed Fatima of the imminent nature of his demise. One is, what was the reason for this? It is the advice that he gave her, فَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَاسْبِرِي. That Fatima exercise patience and have the taqwa and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, abstain from wailing, abstain from crying loudly, abstain from acts of ignorance and other acts which indicate displeasure with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to give this advice particularly to his daughter. She is qudwa. She is an example for the entire ummah's women, particularly right up till Qiyamah. So her reaction, her mannerisms, etc., will set a precedent for the rest of the ummah. And obviously the extreme love that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha led to this desire to inform her of his imminent demise, and it obviously led to this very great concern that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for her. As to the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the illness that preceded it, what we refer to in the books of history as Maradul Wafat, the illness which led to the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a great chapter in itself. Many, many asbaq and lessons we learn from this. The conduct of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he underwent through during that illness. From this first part of the hadith, we learn one important lesson, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed by Allah beforehand. And in many ways, he tried to prepare the ummah. He gave them indications. Amongst the things that occurred prior to the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where we see that he was informed beforehand, one is, ulama ikram say, the revelation of Surah Nasr. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. This surah was revealed approximately 80 days prior to the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Its revelation occurred during the Hajjatul Wada, during the farewell pilgrimage of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another name, the surah is known as Surah Nasr, the surah of Allah's help or victory. But another name which is given to the surah by ulama ikram is Suratul Tawdi'. Tawdi' means the surah of bidding farewell. If you look at the meaning of the surah very briefly, that إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, that remember when the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and victory came. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسِ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And you saw people entering into the religion of Allah in flocks. Now that this has occurred, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Praise your Rabb, wastaghfir, and ask for forgiveness. Innahu kana tawwaba, because Allah is very, very forgiving. Allah accepts the repentance. When does one engage in this particularly? When it is time to leave the world. Tasbih of Allah, asking for forgiveness, etc., over one's life. Obviously, in the case of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sinless, he was ma'asum. But in the surah, ulama ikram say, he was given indication that your demise, or the time for you to leave this world, is very, very near. In fact, in one narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this after the revelation of Surah Nasr, I have been informed of my imminent demise. Amongst the other indications, there were many indications. Few of them, Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw a dream. And in this dream, it seemed as if the earth was being pulled through to the skies. So he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he narrated this dream to him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam interpreted the dream for him and he said, this refers to the demise of your nephew. In other words, the time for my departure from this world is very, very near. Other indications, Abu Muwayhiba radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very close to the demise, in fact, just before the final sickness started, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Muwayhiba radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Allah has commanded me to go to Baqi, to the graveyard of Madinah Munawwara, and seek maghfirat for the residents of the graveyard. So he requested Abu Muwayhiba to accompany him. It's a lengthy riwayat, I'm not going into the details of it. But after making dua at Baqi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Abu Muwayhiba and said to him that I was given an offer. On the one hand, I could choose to be given the keys to the treasures of the world. And with that, remaining in this world right up till Qiyamah. If I chose this, it would not in any way diminish from my position. In other words, Allah Ta'ala had offered me, we will give you the keys to the treasures of this world, life right up till Qiyamah, and then after that entry into Jannah. Or the other part of the offer was either this or choose to come and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to meet your Rabb. So Abu Muwayhiba, when he heard this, he begged Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, please, Ya Rasulullah, opt to remain in the world right up till Qiyamah and to receive the keys of the treasures of the world. So he said to Abu Muwayhiba, I have already chosen to meet my Rabb. In other words, to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that like this, there were several indications prior to the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is that he was actually given a choice. No other human being was given this choice. Secondly, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew, was informed by Allah ta'ala, that your demise is very, very near. And like I said, there were certain indications, certain manners in which he prepared the ummah, or he tried to prepare them, and he informed them of his imminent demise. He informed sahaba ikram. And as we can see in this riwayat, he informed Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha directly, and he tried to prepare her very, very importantly as to what her reaction should be at the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shall I continue?